IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Discovery sacked 10 employees over a private WhatsApp group that it accused of sabotage. Discovery Health has dismissed 10 employees for being part of a private WhatsApp group that apparently aimed to get its Cape Town office closed. The 10 young call center employees apparently asked to be allowed to work from home around the beginning of lockdown. Three of them said that they had contracted COVID. All right, that aside, either way, they seem to have gone onto this group. All sorts of things were spoken about on this group. Somebody reported them, and they ultimately were dismissed. Now, the facts of this case, as I say, are actually not relevant, but there's probably not a company in the world that isn't dealing with this or won't, and if they haven't, won't at some point deal with something like this. Some employees get together, they form a group, they speak negatively, there's the possibility of this information getting out there. What does a company do? Is WhatsApp considered social media? I believe it is. I don't understand why. In my mind, WhatsApp is just a form of communication. Howard, what are your thoughts around this?
I mean, I think it comes to what is private. And if I have a conversation with you in my living room, that's maybe private. If you go tell someone else what I said, it's no longer private. And I think the same thing applies to WhatsApp. It's one thing to have a private WhatsApp group and have a discussion, but look at the case of Adam Katsavelis.
He sends a private WhatsApp group. Yes, I forgot about that, yeah.
Someone posts this onto social media. The whole world is in uproar. Can he now claim, sorry, that was a private message, there are no consequences? The moment that chain of privacy is broken, it's no longer private. And that's exactly what happened in the Discovery case. You have a group of employees who conspire to shut down the Discovery offices in the Eastern Cape and Cape Town. And one of them breaks ranks and goes and takes to Discovery the details of the conversation. Says, hold on, there are a group of employees here who are conspiring against the company. You can't claim privacy over that. That chain of privacy has been broken.
And the truth is that substantively, if you look at it, that's deeply problematic. You certainly don't want employees who are trying to undermine the company. That goes against the every nature of the company and that you're working for. So I get that. But it's such an interesting thing, because would you say the same thing if, again, just moving away from the Discovery thing, because we don't have all of the details around it, but if one employee in another company or sends an SMS to somebody else and that becomes public, I guess it's the same thing, isn't it?
I think it's an identical process. So I don't think a company should have the right to walk up to an employee and say, give me your phone, I want to see all your WhatsApp messages just to check what you're doing. I think that's completely inappropriate. But it may be slightly different if, for example, the company pays for your cell phone contract. Then, in fact, the messages that you transmit over the data paid for the company, or if the company gives you an actual cell phone device, then the company has added rights on what you do with either that device or the contract that the company has given you. I think your rights are very different there. But if it's your private device, your private contract, I don't think a company can barge in. But if someone else, if one of the parties to your conspiracy breaks ranks and goes and reveals what's been told in private to someone else, I don't think you can claim privacy anymore.
You know, and you can add to that, most companies have policy if you're using a laptop or a company computer and a company email address. At any time, a company email, most companies have the ability, should they wish to look at company emails, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think that's correct. And, you know, if you're doing this even over the company Wi-Fi, you're using the resources of the company. That has to mean that you're giving up certain rights. You can't claim privacy over things where you're using someone else's resources.
It's quite an amazing thing that people still aren't cognizant of the fact that anything you write and send to somebody else has a chance of being out there.
I think that's true because all the social media experts say if you're posting something on social media or sending a message, it's like putting it on a billboard outside Sandton City.
Mm.
If you don't want someone to read what you've said on the billboard, don't put it down on an electronic device. It's that simple.
Yeah, listen, I mean, of course, that goes to privacy as well, sending inappropriate photos, passing on messages constitutes fake news. It's surprising that as much as we all think we know all of this stuff, that somehow we don't. We just don't somehow apply it to ourselves. We pass on messages, we write messages, that could really compromise us.
But isn't it true in the modern era there's no such thing as a secret?
Nothing whatsoever.
And it depends who you're hiding it from. But the moment you're doing something on social media, at some point in time, someone's going to hack into something and it's going to be revealed. And if you're keeping naked pictures of yourself on your computer and it's going to be uploaded into Google Drive, at some point in time, someone's going to access your system. Look, just come to terms with it.
I've never really understood that, is how many people keep naked pictures of themselves on their computers. And then they get leaked. They always get leaked. I don't know. Lind?
That's also a question that I've always had. Like, I think I was watching some series and the teacher was having an affair with a student and had their pictures, naked pictures, on the laptop that he uses at the school.
Right.
That's not smart.
No.
You shouldn't have pictures like that on.
are we just born incredibly stupid?
No, like, think about it. Think about it. You really don't want all your business out there like that. So if there's anything, keep that away.
Do you think there's enough education around this? I mean, I know I spoke at one of the schools, and I was totally appalled at it was a grade 10 or grade 11 class that I spoke to. And, you know, they were much more au fait with technology than than I am, but yet unbelievably ignorant and naive in terms of consequences.
But, you know, it's not just the kids, it's the adults as well.
Mm.
You know, and Emma Sadlier, who's really the country's expert on social media, you know, and she says, she goes into schools and she says to people, please, do not send naked pictures of yourselves to other people. Mm. And she says, but I know, they don't listen, they're going to do it. So the second best advice she gives is, do not send pictures of naked of yourself naked where your head and your body are in the same picture.
Yeah, which is brilliant advice, by the way. And I did give that advice over at one of the schools that I spoke to. And I heard afterwards they were very upset with that. And one of the kids in the class told me. And I said, why? And they said, because it's too late.
But it's funny that we literally have to go down to the specifics to say, okay.
But I think that's very clever advice.
Clearly you're going to send them. Just make sure you don't have your head and your face and your body in the same.
I don't know. Maybe this is this generation. Like I just can't even imagine something like that. But it's just, I find this whole thing about WhatsApp groups and privacy very, very interesting. But also how there's a whole other angle to WhatsApp groups. Those that are the scourge of our generation and the theft of our time. I mean, how many WhatsApp groups do you think you're involved with, Howard?
So I have lots of WhatsApp groups, and almost all of them are on mute because I don't bother to listen. But our city councillor has set up a WhatsApp group for my ward, Ward 74, and he begs and pleads every single day, please, this is for municipal council things only, electricity, water, potholes. But people cannot help themselves. At 7:30 at night, they're sending messages about someone who lost a teddy bear in the park. And that creates a deluge of 50 messages, and people are so happy the teddy bear has been found.
See, I love those groups. Those are the groups that I enjoy, I have to say.
Really, the ones that just go, of course.
Yes. I mean, I mute them because no one's got time for that. But, but when you do have just a little bit of time, go into those groups. They are sheer delight.
But you know, people can't help themselves, and then they see something funny and they believe they have to share it with every human being they've ever met in their lives. So they go from WhatsApp group to WhatsApp group posting the identical joke.
Yeah, no, that becomes a problem. That becomes a problem.
I'm in, I think, 4 groups with my mom.
Right.
So I know every day I will have the same joke on at least all these 4 groups. And she used to have a thing where I wouldn't answer and then she'd actually call me and say, did you see my joke? You said nothing. And I'm like, I'm at work. I'm trying to work.
And I've seen it 3 other times. And I've seen it 3
other times. Do you want me to respond on all the other groups? And she's like, but just at least acknowledge that
you
you've seen it.
You are such a bad daughter. Really. Just acknowledge the woman.
But no, no, no.
In WhatsApp etiquette, let us say that Lindiwe asked me for a phone number, and I send the phone number. Then she responds, thanks, which I'm not sure is necessary. And I respond, it's a pleasure. And she responds, anytime.
Oh,
and
then
there's a thumbs up. And then I send an emoji of a thank you. And she got through 30 messages when all she wanted was a phone.
Okay, so let's establish this. Let's ask our listeners, 34519 or 061-895-1019. Somebody asks you for a phone number. You send the phone number. Are you expecting a thanks? I'll tell you what I would, but I don't want it continuing forever. I just think a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Just send a thumbs up, says thank you. All those little prayer hands. Everyone sends prayer hands. I don't really know what they mean, but those prayer hands. Send prayer hands and then you're done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
No, it's a pleasure. If you say it's a pleasure, you need to be removed off social media. Would you agree with that?
I am. It's a pleasure.
Okay, but are people expecting 34519 or 061-895-1019? Do you expect a thank you if you send, somebody asks you for a phone number, you send it, do you expect acknowledgement of it? Are you like Lindiwe's mom who expects at least a little bit of acknowledgement for something that you send?
Yeah. It's just like when Lindiwe's mother sends a joke. Do you have to reply, ha ha?
What do you reply?
I just do the laughing emojis. I just do the laughing face emoji.
And do you have a different number of laughing face emojis depending on how funny it is?
With my mom, it's standard 3. I'll give her 5 if I'm really trying to make sure that,
she's very generous.
Yeah, no, I give her 5.
This is a loving family.
I mean, if someone's going to call you, Howard, I'm not trying to have that call. So I can give her like 5 just to make sure. And
change.
So you do the ones with the straight face and then the last, the first 3 will be the ones with the straight face. The last 2 will be the ones where the face is sort of like moving sideways so that she actually, you know, feels like I'm really just rolling on the floor with this one, Mom.
Wow.
I think that's appropriate. You can't really send one emoji. You have to send multiple at a time. I'm not quite sure why. You can't send 2 hearts. It has to be 3 hearts.
It has to be, because the one time I think she sent a joke and I sent 1 laughing emoji and she sent me the rolling eyes.
This is a tough character, your mom. Wow. So you're not allowed, she's not happy with 1 laughing face.
Yeah, so, and I wasn't trying to figure out if she wasn't happy with it or I was like, you know what, I'm giving you what I've got today.
Right.
And that's just 1 laughing emoji. So I figured 3 emojis standard, 5 to make sure that she laughs wherever she is as well.
Right.
If I'm feeling really generous, I'll throw in a meme.
Oh, wow.
Just toss in a meme. But I want to know, when you send a message to someone and you get the 2 blue ticks, they've read it and they don't reply, how long do you have to wait before you remove them off your cell phone completely and never speak to them again?
Yeah, to blue tick somebody, I don't know. You can't. It's very rude. It's very rude to blue tick somebody.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then those people who take the blue ticks off so you can't see if you've read it or not.
I want to know what they've got to hide.
Okay, no. I recently became that person.
Did you?
Yes.
So I've got friends who have taken off the timestamp, in other words, last seen, and the blue tick red thing.
Yes.
And I'm deeply suspicious of them.
Because
I think they've got something to hide. I think they're living an alternate life somewhere. I don't trust them.
They don't want to be bothered.
I don't want to be bothered. I don't want my mom literally would be, but you read it at 14:10.
Yes, why didn't you answer?
and you called me at 3:45. Mm-hmm. What have you been doing? So I'm trying to save both you and I that conversation. So if you still have the gray lines, at least it kind of seems like I haven't responded, which is okay. Then you can be like, oh, she really is maybe just having a busy day.
Gosh, my phone's ringing and look what it says.
Oh, suspected spam.
No, but look at
girlfriends.
That. Girlfriends.
All of them.
I don't know. I'm being phoned by something that says suspected spam, but then it says girlfriends. Gosh.
Plural.
That's what I'm saying. So all of them.
Okay. I'm going to take off the blue tick and the timestamp right now.
No, so I just feel like let's not. Yeah, no. It, trust me, Howard, you'll have peace.
No, to take off, I can't. I can't.
No, you can't.
I can't. I would never do that. Yes. Kim Tobias said, I'm waiting for a rule book to be written on WhatsApp etiquette, like 101 for WhatsApp for dummies. But it's true because they are, except they keep changing. It can't really be written in real ink.
Yeah.
So we must WhatsApp the rules too.
With every software upgrade.
Yes.
And
you get
then
the rules.
We get the new rules.
We're running out of time now, but are you allowed to exit a group, Howard?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's a slap in the face to everyone else.
So my thing is,
I've only exited one group and then I was brought back and they were kind of there.
I was a member of that group and I had when you exited.
Howard phoned me to say I'm having the best time ever. Because I just couldn't. I've been on the brink. Like, you know when your finger hovers over that exit button for a long time then something happens and I just hit exit. And then I got a whole lot of messages. Howard phoned me laughing and then I went.
My strategy is I exit. So when the conversation seems, so when it seems busy, that's when I exit because no one really notices. So that's when I exit the group. Or if I'm up like midnight or whatever, especially these ones where you know someone, come rain or sunshine, will send a good morning meme, text, song or something at 5 a.m.
No WhatsApp group should be saying good morning to each other.
No, you don't know the kind of WhatsApp groups I'm in, especially the family ones. Then I leave it like...
No, this is too much pressure.
I promise you I leave it like 3 a.m. when I wake up for the show, like 3, 4 a.m. That way no one's going to notice. Yeah, so you want to do it when it's really busy, when people are still in laughing and laughing emoji there, do this there, and then when you can see this one's typing, that one's good, just leave the group.
Wow.
No one's going to notice.
Wow. Garen Khan says, I love using GIFs. Is it GIFs? I never know. They are very descriptive. Unsigned says, some people feel like they need to have the last word, so they'll continue replying until you just stop answering them. You know, or basically, you've just jumped off a building. Linda says, I'm quite brutal. If you're annoying me, I ignore first, warning, then I delete and unfriend. Wow.